welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey everyone, and welcome back. It is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. You don't need long. So today I want to talk to you about a tool that I use that's been really powerful for me as I am planning for my up and coming Bliss Project, which is coming up really, really soon, basically the blink of an eye. And around this time, whenever I'm really prepping for something and getting ready, I can tend to get overwhelmed and say things to myself like, why in the world am I doing this to myself? Why would I take this on? Oh my God, I feel like I've had an ulcer for the last month, literally. I can get myself like so worked up and start feeling so nervous and so anxious. And something that I do to immediately snap myself back is to ask myself, if this opportunity was taken away from me, or someone said, you will never be able to have another event or have another Bliss Project, how would I feel? And I really let myself go there. And a lot of times it's like if you told me I could not have another Bliss Project or put one on, I think I'd feel like somebody reached up into my stomach and ripped out all of my guts along with my heart. So there's my answer right there. But I use this all the time for different things, like especially if I don't want to go for a workout or I don't want to go for a run. And I think about that all the time. What if I couldn't? What if I couldn't walk? What if I couldn't run? What are people thinking who would desperately just want to move their body so they can get that rush of endorphins but can't do it, or get out and really enjoy the scenery, or get that feeling of what it feels like to get good and tired on your run where you get back and you just feel like you have earned whatever the heck you want. So try this. This is just a quick little tip today, you guys, that sometimes if there's something on your plate or something in your life that maybe you originally wished for or something that maybe you should be grateful for, but you're feeling a little overwhelmed by it, or you're just feeling not grateful, or you're feeling like it's another thing you just have to check off the list. What if you woke up tomorrow and you couldn't do it? So I talk a lot about gratitude, and hopefully you guys refer back to the gratitude quickie that I did right before this, because it really is all about shifting back into gratitude and realizing what it would be like if we could not. So quick tool for you. Real quick shot of inspiration in the arm today. And I want you to think about something that's maybe on your plate that you have been dreading or that feels like it's just been dragging you down. And I want you to think about if you couldn't ever do it again, or if you couldn't ever see that person that maybe you're not looking forward to taking time out for, or maybe that you have such a busy day, but you know, it's just like expanding your day by slowing down, getting grateful, and really thinking about what if you couldn't. So get grateful today, you guys. And I'm so grateful for you. And honestly, it's just like this podcast. I could say, I am so busy. I don't know where I'm going to get this time from. And you know, I thought of this today, the takeaway, and popped right upstairs and said, I really want people to realize how great it is of all the things that we get to do, that we're so lucky that we even get to pay our bills. Yes, believe it or not, because that is putting money out into the world that is helping keep jobs. And that also means that you have a beautiful job where you are able to make money while being of service to other people. So let's take a minute of gratitude, everyone. Just take a moment to think of something you're so grateful for. Say it out loud. Feel it in your heart. Look up to the sky. Say thank you and have the most beautiful day. Do something to make yourself proud and earn your happy. Until next time, bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.